Music right there from Trey Stone from Ahead of the Pack. That one was called I Came Late to Country. And our guests in the house, I don't think they're latecomers to country, but they are early adopters to all kinds of great music. And I don't know, kind of trendsetters in their own rights. We've got Rich, Brad, and Eric in the house representing Lost on Ittings, Miami Valley Music Fest, and a whole slew of other bands between y'all. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, Juliet.
Thank you for having us.
What's happening?
Hey, very, very happy to have you here. Now, of course, Miami Valley Music Fest looms in the distance in August, and we're very much looking forward to that. But we have a little something happening this Saturday night at the Yellow Cab to kind of get us in the mood for some live music. Tell me about Gem City Ramble.
We were looking for excuses to get the Spike Drivers into Dayton, and just so happened to be a band that plays the Miami Valley Music Fest every year. They're kind of our house band, so we decided to do a promo show behind it and get all the local boys involved and get a night of some foot stomping, I guess.
Yeah.
It is going to be quite the night. You've got the Spike Drivers on the bill, Lost on Ittings, and Eric, you're going to be joining them for that night, as well as Sharon Lane's going to be playing with you guys.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be really cool. How did that connection all come together?
Well, Eric and I started playing in the Big Damn Jam together and a couple other different jam sessions, and Sharon also, and Lost on Ittings started doing some recordings and session work with Sharon, and Eric eventually caught up with me in the Mystics band and joined the band after Rich on my right left, and just kind of came full circle and kind of do some stuff with Sharon and be a nice backing band for her. So
very cool.
I've played with Sharon for years and years back at the jams, at the Night Out and whatnot. So
it was a natural
fit.
It's
very easy to play with her.
Very natural connection. I like it. Also on the bill, Trey Stone and the Ringers, which, Rich, you're starting to do some work with them now?
Yeah, I've been playing with them for a while. I actually departed the Mystics to join the Ringers several months back. And, yeah, we've been doing a lot of shows and actually been doing some preliminary recordings as well. So hopefully we'll have something out, you know, sometime this year.
Very nice. Very nice. Repeating Arms also on that bill. Those guys were in here a couple of weeks ago. And Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys. Now, as is, you know, kind of your custom with Miami Valley Music Fest, it's not just a night of great music. There's a charity aspect to this. There's a giving back. And you're working with Buckeye Music Magazine on this. Tell us about that aspect of the show.
Well, Jimmy Cummings had come to me with an idea of getting with all these festivals around the state and depositing barrels for gathering, you know, local goods. There's a lot of people camping out, so there's probably some stuff left over, you know, that can be donated. And calls it Music Feeds Ohio. And obviously the Miami Valley Music Fest does a lot of charitable stuff, so it was perfect partnership with us and them. And we love working with them guys anyway, and anything we can do to help is always encouraged, I guess. So we'll have that'll be our first night of that drive. Will be the Gem City Ramble. So we'd like everybody to bring anything they possibly can and help out the Dayton Food Bank. So,
and if you look on the Facebook event page, Jimmy's actually posted up a list of the kind of things that they're looking for. So if you're interested and able to donate and you're coming out, just take a look on the event page and you get an idea of what would be helpful to bring along.
I believe it's on BuckeyeMusicMagazine.com also.
Yes.
The list of stuff needed. So
they've got a whole article about the organization, where the food goes to, and why it's important.
That's awesome. And that's going to then continue on throughout the summer then, throughout a lot of the festivals?
Any music venue of any type that is wanting to help out with the cause, can you just get on BuckeyeMusicMagazine.com, like we said, and contact Jimmy and find out how they can help. And I believe they'll be bringing different canisters or boxes or barrels out to each location who wants to participate. And obviously there's quite a few music venues here in Dayton that, you know, we definitely can make a difference with. So
that's very cool. Very, very nice. Continuing that good work that you guys do with the festival and with kind of the community that's built up around Miami Valley Music Fest.
Yep. Become a one big family.
It really has. Now, in addition to all of the great music and the charity aspect of it, you're going to have Mr. Freshy is going to be serving food. Jennifer Clark's going to have her awesome photo booth. Mm-hmm. And our friends from Telephone Magazine will be doing the live screen printing. It's going to be just a big party of music and you know, helping people out and
it's
good times.
It's actually going to be like a miniature music festival without the camping aspect. So it wasn't planned to be that way, but it just has evolved into that, and I'm totally fine with that. So.
And it's provided you're of age, it's BYOB, so you know, just as long as you're of age.
Excellent. It's, you know, it's kind of funny. Watching, you know, you said it's kind of a mini festival. It's been really great watching how some of these events, you know, like this, like things like the Last Waltz, have sort of started as this just little nugget of an idea of, oh, hey, let's, you know, let's get these guys together and play, or let's do this, and how they've just been evolving and snowballing into these bigger events proper, not just, you know, your average weekend show. And I know Miami Valley Music Fest itself has really evolved from, you know, this kind of, you know, family, like group of musicians thing to this, you know, big festival in the area. What's that been like to sort of witness that, you know, repeatedly as you've been working on these different shows?
I don't know. My head's usually down working.
As a guy who's not spending the whole weekend driving around a cart and telling people what to do, I've been there for the last few years getting to play, and it's a great experience for the fans, for the musicians. A very positive atmosphere, real trouble-free, family-friendly even. And it's really great music, and it's a great weekend of hanging out and checking out, you know, different kinds of music, different kind of arts. There's a lot of great vendors there, and everything you could want out of a regional festival, I think it's there, and it really does a great job of showcasing a lot of different local talents.
And I think it also comes down to not only just the people who are involved in making it happen, but also the people who are coming year after year are believing in it. So that's a big difference. Everybody talks about how different the vibe is compared to the other festivals they go to, and a lot of them go to quite a few festivals throughout the year, and everybody always says how the vibe is just something really different, but really special. And
I think we all hear how people, you know, look forward to it every year as well. It's you know, it's an anticipated event for sure.
Well, in addition to anticipating Miami Valley Music Fest, which is August 1st and 2nd, mark your calendars now, and we'll be keeping you apprised of all of the exciting things happening with that as we get a little closer to the event. You're going to want to look forward to this Saturday night. It is the Gem City Ramble. It is happening at the old Yellow Cab building that's right there downtown. If you attended Sideshow, same place. It is going to get going around 6:30. Doors open at 6, and all kinds of great bands. Lost Unendings, the Spike Drivers, who will be playing their first show in Dayton since Miami Valley Music Fest last year. Trey Stone and the Ringers, Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys, and these guys, the Repeating Arms. We're going to take a listen to one of their songs and come back and chat some more. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Picking up the pieces of her heart, sitting way down low. Getting drunk on the riverside, sitting way down low. Catching catfish all night long, sitting way down low. Singing all the songs that we know, sitting way down low. When the stars in the sky, the light for you and I. Looking like she's lost her best friend. Well, I'm going to that place, lay down here by the lake, and I think I'm turning in early tonight. Taking all the chances that I've got, sitting way down low. She's got a heart that can't be bought, sitting way down low. Just reading my mind and collecting my thoughts, sitting way down low. I can can love you better than he can. Then way down low, when the stars in the sky align for you and I, she's looking like she's lost her best friend. Well, I'm going to that place to lay down here by the lake, and I think I'm turning in early tonight. My mind and collecting my thoughts and way down low. She's got a lover and one in the pants and way down low. Well, I can love you better than he can, saying way down low. And she's got eyes sweet as wine, saying way down low. When the stars in the sky, lost her best friend. Well, I'm going to that place, lay down here by the lake, and I think I'm turning in early tonight. Picking up the pieces of her heart's in way down low. She's got a lover and one in the pants and way down low. Well, I can love you better than he can, saying way down low. And she's got eyes sweet as wine, saying way down low.
Music right there from the Repeating Arms. That is from their latest album. It's called Blackberry Winter, and that was Way Down Low. You can catch the Repeating Arms on Saturday night as part of Gem City Ramble. They're going to be playing at the Old Yellow Cab with Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys, Trey Stone and the Ringers, Lost on Ittings and the Spike Drivers. It is an event that's being put on by our good friends at Miami Valley Music Fest, and it's also going to be doing some good. They're partnering with Buckeye Music Magazine to help collect food for Music Feeds Ohio. That's a sort of coming together of a lot of venues and festivals to help fill the barrels up and support our local food banks. We've got Rich, Brad, and Eric in the house. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Very happy to have y'all in here. And, you know, as we were kind of discussing before, Gem City Ramble is kind of a... I don't know if you want to call it a pre-party or an appetizer or a taste of
a promo show.
A promo show. Okay, use the technical term.
that just means that we will probably be giving something away that has to do with Miami Valley Music Fest, I'm sure. So.
Ah, dangle that carrot a little bit, yes. and all of the bands on Gem City Ramble are also going to be playing the festival, right?
That's correct.
And any other teases of who's on the festival bill?
Well, we have obviously the Spike Drivers and Such a Night will be performing, and we're really looking forward to doing that thing during the Under the Lights this year. They came in kind of at the tail end of things last year, and we had them on to start the day on the main stage because that's the only time we could do that big of a production without messing the whole schedule up. So this year we'll be able to schedule everything around that performance, and we're going to try to do something a little different for them this year and put that thing on a bigger scale. So,
oh, that
should be nice in a festival
setting.
That's
going to be cool. Yeah,
the production will be done right.
So. Awesome.
Which they do really well. So we're hoping that people come out and support them as well, because the money they make from the festival is going to the charity of their choice. So, and I know they like to champion you guys quite a bit.
So. You've all been really good to us. I have to say, we appreciate it. Who else can we
We've locked in the Buffalo Killers.
Nice.
There are, you know, a couple of guys from this area and a little bit further south, but looking forward to bringing them out and showcasing what we got going on in this area. So we're all about the regional aspect and, you know, Southwest Ohio, Central Ohio, but we may be pulling something from a little further away here soon, but we're working on that. So.
And if people want to keep tabs on all the latest lineup announcements and tickets and all that good stuff, where should they do that?
MiamiValleyMusicFest.com. And you should be able to find all the information there on new releases of names on lineups, links to bands, merch if you're looking to vend and be a merch vendor there, then all the links are there. Volunteers, too. We work completely off volunteers. So anybody interested, there's a volunteer tab and submit your information. So.
And we've got pre-sale tickets going on now. So if you want to get them at a significantly lower price than what you can get them at the gate, now is a good time to do that.
And next week, bands will be getting their tickets also. And they get paid solely off their tickets, and they donate back to the organization to help fund the production costs and everything. And the whole thing would not work without the bands. And, you know, we appreciate every band that, you know, has worked with us in the past and enjoys coming back year after year and making something good happen. If it wasn't for them, we'd be nothing. So
it's that family thing again.
Thank you, bands.
And as for you all, where you know, after this weekend, you know, you're all going to be playing as part of Gem City Ramble. But where's the next place people can catch you guys in your 10 million various projects?
Treystone and the Ringers will be at OE on June 20th, I believe, Friday, June 20th, and I think that's our good friend Eric's birthday, Eric Wright. Right, and then the end of the month, Lost on Iddings will be actually playing ComFest Sunday, June 29th, up in Columbus. We'll be playing right in front of the Spike Driver, so we're really looking forward to that.
Very cool, very cool.
And I believe the Big Damn Jam is the 28th.
Go ahead. Yeah, the Big Damn Jam, the Big Damn Family Jam is on June 28th. I believe it's at Jimmy's Ladder 11. It's a Humphreys McGee after party, I believe, and should be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure there's other things in the stratosphere, but I can't really. I need a list. Sorry.
Well, we'll just, you know, we'll scour the internet and we'll make sure that they're on the Facebook page. And as things are revealed, just let us know and we'll get the good word out there. But in the meantime, it's the Gem City Ramble. It's Saturday night at the Yellow Cab Building. Doors open at 6. Music gets started around 6:30, 7 o'clock. It is featuring the Spike Drivers, Lost on Hittings, Treystone and the Ringers, the Repeating Arms, and Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys. And if you can, if you're able, bring some things to put in the barrel to support Music Feeds Ohio. That's a partnership with Buckeye Music Magazine. Details on that at BuckeyeMusicMagazine.com. We'll have links to that as well on the Facebook page. All the info over there on the Facebook page, Facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. Rich, Brad, Eric, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Juliet.
Thank you very much.
Music right now from the Spike Drivers. This is from their Gather Round album, and it is called, I just lost it, Lay Me Down.
Well, I'm going out, getting tapped. There ain't no I'm ever going to sleep tonight.